Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to the Capital City Recap. Rich Hurl here with you, filling in for the vacationing Michael Cohen. James Platy producing tonight's show. Happy Valentine's Day to you all out there. Let's go back out to the phone lines, and joining us now is Bernie Porn. He's the president of Lansing-based Epic MRA. Hi, Bernie. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rich. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on to the program this evening. Wanted to get your take on what's been happening with the presidential race. We've got the Republican presidential primary coming up here in the state of Michigan just 2 weeks from today. And I'll tell you what, we've seen this wild carousel, if you will, of leaders in this Republican race. Yeah, Mitt Romney, who looked like he was going to be the front runner. Then Newt Gingrich came up. Then it was Romney again. And now, based on a couple of polls that came out this week, Rick Santorum's getting a lot of the headlines. Is it common to see kind of this wild race here on the Republican side that we've been seeing?
Well, I have referred to it as kind of the flavor of the month alternative to Romney, because you had Michelle Bachmann coming up in the polls nationally and in Michigan when she won the Iowa straw poll. Then you had Rick Perry shortly thereafter coming up just by announcing that he was running, and he got in the 17% range, and then he started to have some of his own problems. and then of course you had Herman Cain rising in the polls, and also in Michigan the same thing, same 17 to 20% range, and then you had Newt following the South Carolina primary, he came within 5-6 points of Romney. Romney went from 34 down to 31, and Newt Gingrich was getting 25-26%. So that's a pretty close competitive race. And now you've got Santorum winning three competitive races in Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri, and all of a sudden he has sprung to the lead in some national polls, or even. And in now three polls in Michigan, you have Santorum leading Romney. So I am not surprised by that. I'm not sure that I subscribe to the 15-point margin that one of the polling firms showed, but I think it's probably closer to 3 to 6 points, which two of the other polling firms showed.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting here. Mitt Romney, according to several of the polls out there just a couple months ago, including your poll, looked like he was faring very well, not only on the Republican side, but also in potential head-to-head matchups with President Obama. But not only has he been trailing Rick Santorum in the latest surveys here in Michigan, his own home state, but he's also been trailing President Obama pretty good as well. Why is that? What's happened to Romney?
Well, I think you've got a couple of things happening. First of all, there's an improved perception of the economy in Michigan, and that is very clear in our most recent survey. And actually, it was mirrored in two succeeding surveys, one right after the other, where 49% said that the economy in Michigan has bottomed out and things are improving now. And that is a significant improvement from the 35-36% range. That was the best. I think we had one at 39 where people said the same thing. But that is a significant improvement. And among those folks who say the economy is improving, Obama is doing much better, not only in his personal favorable rating, but also in his job rating. And in the matchup with Mitt Romney, for the first time in well over a year, Obama took the lead 43-40% in our first January poll, and now 48-40% in the poll that was commissioned by our media clients. And so the big difference there is he's winning among independents. And part, the other half of the story, I think, is that the spectacle of the Republican primary election where they have really been beating the daylights out of each other, and Gingrich has been raising a lot of issues that are indeed issues that I believe Obama will be raising himself, not only about the question of job creation by Romney, but you also have that menacing headline where Romney said, "Let Detroit go bankrupt." That's not exactly what he said. I realize that, but still, that is he was opposed to the loans going to the auto companies, and mm-hmm. that is something that overwhelmingly Michigan voters support, and even a slight majority of Republican voters support.
So basically what you're saying is the more that these Republican candidates go back and forth with one another, the bigger advantage it is to President Obama, correct?
Absolutely, because while they're in the course of attacking each other, their negatives are going up. You know, every one of them in our most recent survey had higher unfavorables than favorables, and that was true of all of the Republican candidates.
Talking with Bernie Porn, the president of Epic MRA, here on the Capital City Recap on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Rich Hurl here with you, filling in for Michael Cohen this evening. One interesting point that you make in your latest column that was released a week ago is what happens for President Obama. What does it mean for the president if Ron Paul ran as an independent? Talk about that.
Well, Ron Paul is actually much more popular among independent voters, particularly independent men, than he is among either Republican voters, and certainly much more popular than he is among Democratic voters. And so if he were to decide after running in the race for the Republican nomination that he would like to continue his endeavors and throw his hat in the ring as an independent candidate, much like Ross Perot did, if he gets his 16 to 20%, which he did get in our poll with Obama, and we matched him up with Newt Gingrich in one question, if he were to do that, he would take away more votes from the Republicans than he would from Obama, clearly more. And the same thing is shown in a lot of national surveys, where is a benefit or would be a benefit to President Obama to have a three-way race. And actually, if it were not for Ross Perot, Bill Clinton probably never would have been elected.
Interesting stuff there. Now, turning our attention to the state government now, Governor Rick Snyder, he is in his second full year as governor. And you mentioned the Michigan economy here in your latest column. How do people feel about Governor Snyder these days?
Well, he has improved in his personal favorability numbers. He was having higher unfavorables than favorables in our previous poll, 44 to 39%, I think. He's now at 46% favorable, 40% unfavorable. He's improving in his numbers among especially Republican men. He still has a gap among Republican women, not where he should be. But I think the economy is helping Governor Snyder as it is helping President Obama, because as people are feeling more positive, his numbers have gone up a little bit, and more importantly, his job rating went from 59-60% negative down to 54% negative. So while it's still negative, that is an improvement for him. And I think since it was after the State of the State address, and he talked about a lot of things that were looking at things much differently in terms of his proposals and his budget than he did when he was first elected, I think that you're seeing a kinder and gentler Snyder on a variety of issues, talking about not cutting education but improving it, albeit tied to performance, as well as talking about infrastructure improvements and other types of investments. And he's tried to hold off in terms of having his emergency financial manager take over Detroit. And that holding back, I think, is causing people to not be as opposed to the emergency financial manager as they were just a couple of months ago. And so there's a variety of things that are at least playing out a little bit more in his favor than when he announced his budget, and very shortly thereafter started getting very negative job ratings.
Yeah, and in breaking down some of those statistics when it comes to Governor Snyder, some interesting numbers here in regards to Republican men and women. There just seems to be just this big gap between the two genders. Why is that?
Well, it was interesting. We were tracking it during the budget debate, and there always seemed to be more concern among Republican women about the level of education cuts that Governor Snyder first proposed and that the Republican-controlled legislature passed. And they were indeed opposed to some of the levels of education cuts. They're also opposed to some of the amount of increase among pension payers in Michigan. And both of those areas were modified by the Republican leadership. Whether or not they were looking at the polling, I don't know. But I do know that on those issues and several others, Republican women had a huge gap in terms of their level of support for some of those policies from Republican men. And indeed, those areas where they had concern, that is where adjustments were made in some of the proposals that were made.
And we've been talking with Bernie Porn, the president of Epic MRA. Always interesting stuff coming from Bernie. And Bernie, we do appreciate your time this evening. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
All right. And